Hello guys, this is Shola Adio on another edition of Random Gist. Today's Random Gist is about, I've titled it, Real Men Are Out of Stock. Real Men Are Out of Stock. And before you start wondering, what's this guy talking about? Just hear me out for the next 5 to 10 minutes, okay? Now, real men are out of stock. That's the title of this gist. Now, how did I come up with this title? I'll explain. Every now and then when I scroll along on my TL, I see all these tweets come along. And most of these tweets are actually tweets from some faceless accounts, but they are being retweeted mostly by women, not by men. And those tweets always start with, a real man will do this. A real man will not do that. A real man will do this. A real man will not do that. And I begin to wonder that, oh, okay, from these tweets that I see every day, let me begin to put together a profile for the real man. And trust me, over a few weeks, it just dawned on me that whoever was putting these tweets together, defining who the real man is actually detached from reality. And my conclusion after seeing those tweets for a number of weeks was that there is no real man out there on the earth. So it means that if you plan to marry a real man, as a woman, you're not going to be married because there is no real man on the streets. And I'll prove it to you. You say that a real man will accept me for whatever I am and will not try to change me or ask me to change. Let me tell you one story that will nullify that. Look, when you say that on Twitter, guess what? We shall all agree with you. We shall retweet you and hail you. But when it comes to a time to make a ruthless decision as to who to marry, there's no real man. Oh, I'm a man and I'm telling you the truth. There is no real man by your definition. And I'll prove it. Now, many years ago, I had a lady on my hit list. And what I was doing was, I was just observing. I didn't say anything to her. We used to meet at birthday parties. I knew her. I actually knew her family as well. But I didn't say anything to her about my intentions. But I discussed it with a close friend of mine that I'm looking in that direction. And the guy, he didn't say anything. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He didn't encourage me. He didn't discourage me. He didn't even know the girl that well. But of course, we knew that, I mean, if I didn't get to see the girl a couple of times, get to talk with her, get to see what she's up to, how she operates, I mean, definitely I wasn't going to be making any serious move, trust me. And the way we used to operate then was that, you know, there were lots of birthday parties to attend, weddings and all sorts. So we just used to move around, you know, just attend the weddings, attend the birthday parties. We could go together in cars, you know, just be having fun. But you just keep your eyes open, you know, you just they observe. So I was observing this girl. Now, there was this birthday party. We sat there. And one of the things I used to do then was, you know, to just crack a joke. I'll just throw a joke and see how you react to that joke. And that tells me a lot. So what I did was I threw a joke in her direction. And you won't believe what she said to me. Now, we all had glasses of Coke in our hands. And so I was sipping my Coke. She was sipping her Coke. And I threw that joke. And guess what happened? She just said to me, she said, "Hey, Shola, what did you just say now? Do you know what I really feel like doing? I really feel like smashing this glass on your head and just breaking it." So I asked her, I said, "Wow, seriously?" She said, "Yes, I'm really serious. I'm so upset. That's exactly what I feel like doing. I want to break, smash this glass on your head. You know, as soon as she said, I didn't even betray any surprise or any emotion at all. I just imagined myself in the future, 5 years, 10 years down the line, you know, having an argument with her in front of my daughter, and then she now brings out this glass and then whacks it on my head and blood dripping. And I said, I just said to myself, without betraying any emotion, I said, nah, this is not the future I am planning for at all. So I didn't even say anything to her. I didn't even say she was wrong. I just kept my mouth shut and I just smiled, and I just till they observe. My friend saw me a few days later and was asking me, say, Alpha, are you going to go for her? I told my friend, I said, you won't believe what happened though. I said, we're at that party. I just threw one joke like this. You won't believe her reaction. She said she wanted to smash the tumbler on my head. Hey, the guy said, seriously? She said that? I said, she said that too. Said, Shola, you must be lying. I said, I'm not lying. That's what she said. That she will crack the tumbler on my head. My friend just burst into laughter. I said, Shola. Jesus went to preach. They broke alabaster box and they anointed him with oil. You went for party. They wanted to smash tumbler on your head. We just laughed over it. And of course, you know what the decision is. Ruthlessly, I just moved on. I just walk up ass straight away. So by your definition, I am not a real man. You understand? Because a real man would have accepted her for who she was. And a real man would have married her. And a real man would have had his head smashed with tumbler. When he saw the warning signs in their dating days that this girl has a hot temper. Keep waiting for your real man. Don't do anything about your behavior, all right? Keep retweeting those tweets. A real man will accept me even when I'm stupid and foolish. Keep retweeting it. And that real man will come very soon. Trust me. Hey, you're joking. Look, to tell you that this is not a joke, I met this girl 10 years later. 10. How many years? Yeah, almost 10 years later. And guess what? I asked her, I said, in the last 10 years, has any man approached you to date you? She's my friend. And she was actually misbehaving. That was the reason why I actually confronted her to wake her up. I said, has anyone ever spoken to you, either to date you or to discuss marriage with you in the last 10 years? She said, no. I said, don't you see that something is wrong? That in 10 years, if no man wants to be your friend, I think you should be looking at yourself, not at other people. I mean, even when you are a good woman, bad men will even still try to be your friend. You are the one now left to say that I don't want to go with them. But that nobody came. Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody smiles at you. Nobody wants to be your friend. Something is wrong, oh. Trust me. So I told her, I said, look, something is wrong. I said, do you agree with me that something could be wrong? She said, she doesn't think something is wrong. I said, do you want me to offer my 2 cents and explain to you why something could be wrong? She said, yes. I said, okay, let's go. I said, 10 years ago, do you remember that party that we went? She said, yeah, I can remember faintly. Do you remember the joke I cracked at you? And you said you were going to smash the tumbler on my head. She said, yes, I remember. I said, you won't believe it. I was actually coming for you that day. But when you said you were going to smash the tumbler, I just thought, wait, oh, this is not the future I want for myself. Where my wife will smash tumbler on my head when she's angry in front of my daughter. So quickly, I retraced my steps. And I told the girl, I said, what you have done today, 10 years later, shows that I made the right decision to avoid you, because you have not changed one bit in 10 years. Maybe that will help you to check on what is going on in your life, do something about it so you can attract people into your life. So by that definition, ladies, I am not a real man, oh, because a real man would have married her and have his head smashed. Do you understand? A real man would have accepted her despite who she was, eh, and get himself killed. I have only one life, so I am not a real man at all. I look before I leap. So I made a ruthless decision that this is not the mother I want for my daughter. Eh? There are times Yanu can be a handful. So she will now get so Muni will now get angry, smash tumbler on her head, God forbid. So before that happens, I will pray, do my best. I say, Lord, if it is that kind of person, expose her to me. Oh, I never saw my mother smash tumbler on my father's head, and it will not start with my generation. So I am not a real man. Do you understand? For 10 years, she didn't find one person to talk to her about dating or marriage. So my conclusion is that real men are out of stock. So that your real tweet, keep retweeting it, okay? And keep deceiving yourself that a real man will do this, a real man will do that, a real man will do this, a real man will do that, a real man will do this. Look, everybody is watching. If you come as a liability, people will avoid you big time. Big time. She was going to be a serious liability on my life and on my family. Even my parents, self, you look at it. You know Nigeria now. You marry. Won't parents, you know, throw their own tantrums? And won't you expect your wife to be very diplomatic and sensible around them? So she now bring glass and smash on my parents' head. God forbid. Before that happens, I would have prayed, Lord, in the name of Jesus, may my path never cross the path of a woman who will smash tumbler on my head or my parents' head. So I am not a real man. And trust me, real men are out of stock. The only real man I know, by your definition, is in heaven. And his name is Jesus Christ. All the other men are not real. They are checking you. Fine, fine. Sharp, sharp. If you look like somebody that will slap their mothers, they won't marry you. They are not real. Do you understand? There is no real man again. And to show you that there is no real man. Oh yeah, you look at it. You are married, Abby. Okay. You get home one day. Get home one day and tell that your husband that, you know what? Our third child, the real father of our third child is actually my boss at work. That is the day you will see that you never married a real man. It will beat "don't be silly" out of you and throw you out of the house. Do you understand? So, real, you will know that he is not real. Because if he's real, he should accept you for who you are and what you have done. So tell him that the third child that he thought was his own, and the real father is actually your manager at work. Then you know that there is no real man on the planet. You understand? You understand? I know this will be controversial, but the point I'm making is this. You can't live your life anyhow and expect the whole world to give you their best. It ain't gonna happen. And the more you imbibe those statements, the more you deceive yourself to think that the world owes you a debt of giving you their best when you do nothing to package yourself right. That is exactly my point. That's why I think that real men are out of stock, the kind that they are peddling around in those tweets. All right, so I most likely want to stop here. Look, real men, say a real man will not look queer. Don't stop saying such things. So I want to stop the gist here today, okay? And if you need to hook up with me, catch me on Twitter, Shola Adio, SolaAdio. Thank you. Bye.